Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
This is Gary Brumbuk with the Overdrive Show on 101.9 Hi FM. I'm going to be chatting now to Kaylee Jorgensen, who's the director of Face Up, South Africa, mental health advocate and registered counselor. A very good afternoon, Kaylee.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
And thank you for making time. We do appreciate it. And we're going to chat around a very interesting topic. And the topic is, when does love end and abuse start in a relationship? And I know that this is something that our listeners are very keen to listen to and to get some advice. We've heard the public outcry at the killing of an Eastern Cape woman, Namhla Mtwa, and South Africans are calling for justice on this. And there seems to be how do we demarcate the line between love and abuse? And what is unconditional love? You know, what does it mean to love someone without limits or boundaries? And we thought we need to chat to someone who can really give us some insight into this. So, I mean, please, we really would love to get your view on this.
Awesome. So I think it is, you know, it's such an important conversation that we need to have because, I mean, the Center for Disease Control did a study and they said on average, 1 in 4 women and 1 in 7 men will experience physical violence, you know, by their intimate partner at some point in their lifetime. So the numbers are there, it's happening and it's prevalent. And, you know, I always say to people, if you feel that something doesn't feel right, whether it's in your gut or your heart or your head or wherever, if you have a feeling that says to you, you know, something's not right and you're not happy with something your partner does, it is so important, if not crucial, to listen to it because we need to acknowledge that, yes, healthy relationships exist, but unhealthy relationships exist as well. And we need to, like you're saying, be able to demarcate the line between love and abuse. So what I always say is, you know, there are healthy relationships, and there must be a conscious awareness of love, respect, friendship, boundaries, attraction, consent, you know, safety, and respect in a relationship for there to be a healthy relationship. So compromise can be healthy as long as it's consensual and it's not forced. So in order to have a love-filled relationship, it's really important for both parties to feel heard. You know, there's a give and take almost. But the problem is when, you know, an unconditional love, everybody always talks about unconditional love. And that is, you know, love that is given without expecting anything in return. So it's almost a no strings attached kind of love. And yes, it's fantastic, but unconditional love means that you're going to accept one's fault without judgment. And it's amazing and it's perfect. But if somebody's going to be hitting me all the time or abusing me or controlling me, I shouldn't be happy with it and let them continue because it makes them happy. That is unhealthy. So that's almost where we get to that unconditional positive regard. And unconditional positive regard is basically with unconditional love, but with boundaries. Exactly. Okay, yeah. So it's so important to have boundaries in a relationship and have that respect and protecting yourself and others because, you know, we can't make other people happy if it's at the expense of our own needs. And that's where it's really important to be open and honest and understand if somebody's controlling you or whatever they're doing and it makes you feel uncomfortable, makes you feel unhappy or not safe. That's when we've got to almost stand up and say, okay, hold on, something's not right.
Absolutely. I mean, sometimes people, I guess, are also unaware that they are now in an abusive relationship. And what are the signs and symptoms to recognize sort of the start or an abusive relationship?
So, you know, there are obviously a number of different symptoms and signs that somebody can be aware of. And I think the most important is also just to, you know, focus on ourselves and if we having any kind of physiological reaction. So if you're getting home and you're terrified or you're scared of your partner, you know, that is a sign that we need to say, okay, hold on, what's happening? other signs could be, you know, if your partner wants to manipulate you. And the thing is, violence, abuse, it can happen to anyone, and it doesn't discriminate. So abuse happens with heterosexual relationships, with same-sex partnerships. It happens all age groups, ethnic backgrounds, economic levels, with men and women. Abuse is happening. So some of the signs that people can be aware of within their relationship is dominance. So if your partner wants to be in charge of the relationship or in charge of you, humiliation. So if somebody's going to do everything they can to lower your self-esteem or make you feel not good enough or worthless, isolation. So, you know, when abusive partner almost cuts you off from everybody, from the outside world. And this is where kind of domestic abuse, domestic violence, it's all about, you know, it's not only the abuser losing control over their behavior. It's actually the choice of the abuser to choose to gain control. So they almost take control of the victim. So intimidation, threat, other signs could be controlling and possessive behavior, being unreasonably jealous. So they accuse you of being unfaithful or flirting. They isolate you, put down. So they're putting you down, whether it's publicly or privately, but attacking almost your intelligence, your looks, your mental health, your capabilities. So there's so many, and I could go on and on, because there's so many different types of abuse as well.
So I guess these would be like the general characteristics of an abuser. But what is a catalyst, do you think? Why does someone start, let's say, in this loving relationship, and then abuse sort of comes into it? What turns it? I mean, what could be a catalyst, do you think?
So I think, you know what, there can be so many different catalysts, whether it's alcohol, it could be drugs, it could be, you know, burnout. It could be, just for example, COVID. I mean, the lockdown has forced to be staying at home. And then also psychological catalysts as well. So, for example, the abuser's mental health, or maybe they've got a psychological disorder, or, you know, what? There's so many different things that could be a catalyst. And it would be so easy if we could kind of put it into a box and say, you know, here are all the different catalysts. So it's one thing happens, just be aware. But unfortunately, we don't have that opportunity because there are so many different things.
And if you believe yourself to be a victim of abuse, what are the best action steps that you would advise?
So definitely getting help. I mean, and again, it's also, if your gut is telling you something's not okay, then please reach out for help. I mean, there's the police you can go to. And I'm going to give a list of different places that we can get help. But it's just basically listening to your gut and reaching out for help, because help is available. And, you know, there's the police you can go to. You can get a protection order. If you don't want to go to police, because, you know, some people don't feel comfortable to take that step. But if it's not phoning, you know, the SAPS emergency line, which is 101-111, then phoning the Gender-Based Violence Command Center, which is 0800-428-428. If you don't feel comfortable doing that, then phone Static on the SIPLA 24-hour mental health helpline, which is 0800-456-789. There's organizations that a victim could reach out to. POWER, so that's People Opposed to Women Abuse. There's FAMSA, so that's Families of South Africa. There's the Tears Foundation. There's the South African Depression Anxiety Group. But basically, what I really, really recommend is, if somebody out there feels like they are a victim, or that they are not okay and something's happening, just reaching out for help and knowing that you're not alone in this. There are people here to support you, and it's okay. You have done nothing wrong. If you're a victim of domestic violence or abuse, you haven't done anything wrong, and there is help available. There's counseling. There's, you know, you don't have to do this alone.
Absolutely. And Kaylee, I mean, how do you assist someone who you suspect is in an abusive relationship? I mean, what do you do there?
So, you know, I always say to people, if you suspect that somebody else is in an abusive relationship, whether it's domestic violence or just abuse, there's some do's and don'ts. And I always say the do's, ask if something is wrong, but don't wait for the person to come to you because they might not. Do express your concern to them, but don't blame or judge them. Do listen and validate them, their feelings and their experiences, but don't pressure them to act. Do offer to help, but don't give advice. Do support their decisions, but don't place conditions on your support. And it's all about just being there and supporting them. And if you are listening to this and you are thinking, you know somebody that is potentially in an abusive or unhealthy relationship, reach out to them, just check in with them, say to them, is everything okay? I've been thinking of you. Be that support line. Don't say to them they have to leave their relationship, otherwise you're not going to be there anymore. Because that's putting so much more pressure, and it's hard Absolutely. To leave an abusive relationship.
Absolutely. I mean, Kaylee Jorgensen, Director of Face Up Africa, Mental Health Advocate and Registered Counselor. Unfortunately, we've run out of time, but thank you very much for that. Was so informative, and we're definitely going to get those phone numbers, and we're going to put them up for everyone. And thank you so much, Kaylee. Appreciate that.
Awesome. Thanks so much for having me. Bye.
Bye-bye.